giving a voice to the silent majority. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Here's Steve.
You know, you just wonder, how do these people like Jeff Zucker, how do they go on every day realizing they have been deceitful and lied to their viewers for 2 years or more? Where do you begin rebuilding that? Seriously, where do you begin rebuilding that? You've lied to your viewers for 2.5 years about the Russian narrative. It all comes crashing down. Bob Mueller walks on water, I might remind you. And then suddenly there's nothing there. Joining me, Congressman Jack Bergman. He represents Michigan's 1st Congressional District, which is all of the Upper Peninsula, plus a good part of the Northern Lower Peninsula. Congressman, welcome back. Good to have you.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Always great to be with you.
You know, you're a guy who spent your life, a good portion of your life, in uniform. Telling the truth matters. Having honor matters. You know, making sure that you're not reckless with the facts matters. How do you look at the Mueller report and say, my God, they have lied at every turn? Some of your colleagues, Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler, continue to try to push a narrative that has been completely debunked. It's breathtaking.
Well, you know, two things. Number one, we now know that there was no collusion. Clear and simple. And as you said, former Director Mueller is—he's a good man. He works honestly and diligently. And as far as the other side saying what they're saying, let's face it: any good plan has an area of deception in it to make sure that your adversaries don't know what you're up to. So I would suggest from I look at it from the other side standpoint, whether it's Adam Schiff or Nadler or anybody else, they need to move on with the fact that. A man of integrity, that would be Mueller, said, there's nothing here, so move on. So I would suggest to you at this point, anything more than that just includes deception on their part for the American people.
So here's the good news for you, certainly. This is just fortuitous, luck of the draw, and as luck would have it, the first big campaign rally post Mueller's report happens to be coming to Michigan. How lucky is that for you and in your congressional delegation, of course, the Republicans, and how lucky is that for people here in Michigan? I'm going to guess the lines are going to be mind-blowing. The doors open at 4 o'clock at Van Andel Arena in Grand Rapids on Thursday. The event begins at 7 o'clock. I'm going to guess they're going to be lined up well early. What are your thoughts?
I tell you what, we're hearing from all over the First District. People are saying, Just exactly what you just articulated. How soon do I need to get there to get in line to make sure I get in?
Probably right now.
They're coming from the UP. They're coming from all over the place. Now that the roads are good and spring is almost here and the people are excited. What a great place for the president to start.
Well, clearly, the road to the presidency went through Michigan. I was telling people in July of 2016 that Donald Trump would carry Michigan and that he would win the election by winning in places like Pennsylvania and Michigan, because there's a group of people specifically in your district, Congressman, that I think are key to the election, and I believe they're key to the election in 2020 as well. And that's the group of people in Michigan and Pennsylvania that hunt and fish. There are bigger crowds in that group in those two states than anywhere except Texas. And I think those are common sense people that know about hard work and taking care of their families, and they can smell it. They can smell when they're being told the truth and when they're being fed something. You know what I mean? These common sense people also vote. And I think the key to winning in 2020 is the same. It's common sense folks from people like Michigan's 1st Congressional District, your constituents, that will carry this president back for a second term. Your thoughts?
Well, not only do they hunt and fish, but they farm, they work in manufacturing. They're the kind of people that work with their hands and their minds every day. And they're not looking for big, lofty promises. They're looking for someone who's going to look them in the eye and say, here's what we need to do to make America great. Here's what we can do at all levels. And I tell you what, the president has delivered over the last couple of years. When you look at the policies and you look at the outcomes, you know, to the 80% level, he's knocking the ball out of the park.
Yeah, no question. And it, looking him in the eye, and I think that's a big part of what we're talking about here. And as you look at the other side, I mean, I've just got to ask you this because I've asked, you haven't been here in a couple of weeks. And I just got to ask you because the thing that I find that is turning more Democrats off and saying that I can't support that any further is this whole notion of third trimester, late term abortions. Democrats are saying we can't support that. And when you have a presidential candidate saying that, you know, we may or may not provide medical care to a child that survives an abortion attempt, I'm telling you, this is a losing issue for the Democrats because people, even pro-choice people, believe that's just a bridge too far.
Well, they do, and let's face it. Let's call it what it is. It's murder. And absolutely, that is wrong in the eyes of man, but especially in the eyes of God. And you're right. People understand, even those who would say to be pro-choice, this is morally wrong. That's not who we are as human beings or as individuals.
And I think that's the divide. I think that even people that have been traditional voters for the Democrats, I talked to one yesterday. He said, you know, I used to argue that the Democrats cared more about poor people and so forth and provided more opportunities. He said, I can't make that argument anymore. I can't support late third trimester abortion. He said, I'm a lifelong progressive, and I'm struggling with what to do in 2020. He goes, I don't like Donald Trump in many ways, but I'm struggling to find anything to support the Democrats. I'll give you the last word here.
Well, we all, every day, if we don't look into our own personal moral core of who we are as human beings, as family members, as members of society, then we're missing an opportunity to be absolutely the best we can be. And that's what people are starting to look into now is the core of the other side. And
right.
What do they really stand for?
You got it. Congressman Jack Bergman, can you just hold on the line 1 second? I got one quick question I want to ask you off air. If you can hold
sure.
1 second. Congressman Jack Bergman, representing Michigan's 1st Congressional District. You know, a man who understands respect. When he wears the uniform, he gets it. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.